Good morning and welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. I got a couple things to talk about today. One, which I've never talked about on the show before, ever. In the history of mankind, to my knowledge, I've 20 years, never talked about it. Second one we've talked about a lot, but it's a new article with a discovery of an Alzheimer's mimic that's been discovered. And we're going to talk about dementia a little bit, and it's not what you think. And then we're going to talk about nursing homes. And you're going to say to me, Bob, you've talked about nursing homes a lot. Not like I'm going to talk about them today. I've had it with nursing homes. And you'll understand in a little bit, and if you ever plan on getting old, you better listen up to the show. I'm sitting here having my cup of coffee. I'm recording this show early. And I'm trying to keep myself, slap myself into consciousness, as they say. You know, I came to coffee late in life. Never really liked the stuff. The only reason I ever drank it as a kid is my mom would make homemade donuts and we'd dunk the donuts in the coffee because the sweet and the bitter together were pretty good. I kind of came to coffee late in life, maybe in the last 10 years, maybe something like that. And I've come to enjoy it. I'm very interested in different kinds of coffees and all that kind of stuff. I grind my own beans, you know, that kind of weird stuff. Okay, a couple things. Let's get it out of the way soon. You know, I don't remember what words I can use. I've seen stuff. Imagine me using other words for stuff. But I saw something the other day that just amazed me. I'm an LDA. I'm a legal document assistant, and we have to live by certain rules. You know, I have a bond that's in Sacramento County. I have you know, I have to tell people my name. I have a contract that's stipulated by law. I have to do all, there's all kinds of things in advertising you have to do. I saw one the other day, and I was really disappointed. An LDA, gigantic website, never once mentioned who the LDA was. They were giving legal opinions in blogs. My point is, folks, every time I turn around, I've talked to two elder law attorneys this week on different subjects, and every time we turn around, there's some new Johnny come lately who's doing something that's just crazy. Somebody called me the other day from someplace and said, well, they have a trust and it's done by this company. And I said, well, you know, I know that company. And your documents probably don't have frailty language. Well, yeah, they promised me they did. And I asked them a couple questions, and they said, well, I don't know about that. Well, I don't know about that. Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. Nobody ever asked me about that before. Please, I'm begging you, stop working with other people. Stop working with people that you don't know, or stop, for crying out loud, stop shopping by price. You know, if you want a Cadillac, you're going to pay for it. If you want a Yugo, you're going to pay for it. Not what you paid for the Cadillac, but you're going to get a Yugo. By the way, are there any Yugos around anymore? I know the best people in the best places everywhere. I know the best reverse mortgage people. And by the way, there is a legitimate, real place for reverse mortgages. I know the best nursing homes. I know the best assisted living facilities. I know the best placement agents. I know the best tax people. I know the best of everything because I've been doing this for 35 years. All of a sudden, somebody shows up in an office the other day, and I never heard of them before. And you go to their website, and it's like, oh, what are they? Are they kidding me with this stuff? And then when you see their work product, you're just stunned. If you want cheap, the people I know aren't it. If you want a Cadillac, the people I know are it. Now, if you buy, yeah, you can get something cheaper. And then when it comes time to use it, the engine doesn't start, or the trunk falls off, or whatever picture you want to use. But I am just tired of the plethora. For those of you that saw the Three Amigos, you'll understand that word. I'm tired. There's just a plethora now of junk people out there who are just selling junk, and their advice is junk. This is I got to be careful here, but I saw an attorney the other day doing estate planning, and he's a bankruptcy attorney. Probably a very nice person. But wouldn't you, if you really needed something sophisticated done, wouldn't it be better to go to like an elder law attorney? That's all they do all day long? They don't do, I saw one the other day, the attorney does, car crash, personal injury, does bankruptcy, does estate planning, and does something else. I can't remember what the other thing was. So, master of none. If I was going to go to a bankruptcy attorney, I'd only go to an attorney that did bankruptcies. Oh, family law. That was the other thing. There were like six things the attorney did. Be careful of where you're going. This is a really important topic. There's family fights over it. There's disillusions over it. There's breakups over it. There's crying over it. There's angst over it. There's misinformation over it. I talked to somebody the other day, called me up and said, well, you know, I'm trying to take care of my mother in Sacramento. And then halfway through it, he said, well, I'm a Medi-Cal expert. I used to get paid to do Medi-Cal. I said, well, that's interesting. And he said, well, I'm really concerned about recovery. I said, there hasn't been any recovery since 2017. I thought you said you were a Medi-Cal expert. So my point is what? My point is be careful. If you want the best, you're listening to it. If you want a Yugo, I'm on it, and I'm not it. If you care enough about your family and who you are and long-term care and not losing everything and making sure you get it, then who? You can go shopping. I can give you names of 27 people who do it for less than I will or less than the experts I know, but you're going to get a Yugo, and it's going to come back to bite your family. I have a couple attorneys that I'm pretty close to, elder law attorneys, and you cannot believe the amount of stuff they deal with every year where they're undoing stuff after death or after disability that somebody else did. They spend half their time undoing what somebody else did. Because the issues of frailty are different than the issues of dying. Family issues, split families, all kinds of stuff. So please, stop reading. You know, where is it? I hope I didn't throw it away. Oh, I meant to keep it. Oh, it got thrown away. I get these cards in the mail. So I got one the other day. You know, $599 trust. So I call them up and I spend a little time on the phone with them. And it's some law firm in Southern California that never sees you, doesn't know anything about you. And they just pay the guy to come and do the workshops. He doesn't know anything about anything. I've been thrown out as six or seven of those folks for going and asking questions. Oh, the horror. I asked questions. So I thought I saved it. But, you know, yeah, go buy a Yugo. How many of you were ever a plumber or an electrician or whatever? Are all electricians the same? Are all plumbers the same? Were all builders the same? All architects the same? No, there's plumbers who will come and charge you $29.95. And guess what? The job won't get done. I once had a plumber come to my house and the bill said they were going to have to rip up the front driveway because there was a blockage and all that kind of stuff, and they wanted to charge me, I can't remember, it was in the thousands of dollars. I had a friend refer me to another plumber who came and solved the whole problem for a couple $100. And by the way, that was 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, and everything's still fine. It's the same thing with this subject. Okay, enough on that. If you want a Yugo, go buy a stupid Yugo. If you want the best and access to the best, I know the best. Yeah, it's going to cost you more. You decide. Do you want a Yugo or do you want it done right? By the way, you notice there aren't any Yugos on the street anymore. They're just not a lot of them around. There aren't a lot of Nashes on the street anymore. No Ramblers. There aren't any Peugeots on the street anymore in America. There used to be. So what do you want? Okay. So a couple things. Remember, my name's Bob Scrivano. I'm your host. I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. I feel free to comment on it, but I don't give legal advice. If you want an attorney, preferably one who knows what the hell they're talking about, I can point you in the right direction. But I'm not an attorney. I have a California insurance license because somebody says there's a regulation says I have to say that. I have a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, California, under my name, and the bond is recorded in Sacramento County. A legal document assistant is somebody who can prepare legal documents for you at your direction and request. I'm a notary. Doesn't have to do with anything. I'm a notary. What else? I don't know. I'm not an electrician, and I can't reprogram your computer. Everything we talk about here is my opinion only. It's a good opinion, but it's my opinion only and should not be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. What else? I don't know. All right, let's talk about an article. Article. If you ever sat in my office at home where I'm doing this show from, I have a stack 3 feet deep of stuff I collect over a week. In fact, I have to go through it right now because it's out of control. I keep pretty current on everything. And this is a new article. Where did this come from? This came from AP News. The original study, where's the original study done? I'll get to that Rush University Medical Center in Chicago. Here, I want to read some of this because this is important. Everybody thinks there's only one kind of dementia, Alzheimer's. No, not true. False. Get you in trouble. If you believe that, you're not paying attention. Oh, coffee done. It's not clear how many people have this particular type, with an international team of scientists defined Tuesday in a journal Brain, but there could be a sizable number, said Dr. Peter Nelson. The dementia was dubbed LATE, an acronym chosen in part because the oldest seniors seem to get it to be the greatest at risk. It's a new kind of dementia affiliated with Alzheimer's. It mimics Alzheimer's, but it's not Alzheimer's. I've said for years, there's probably not going to be a cure for Alzheimer's because there's not one form of dementia. Here's a look at the various dementias in the confusing Alzheimer's are not mixed. This was, again, from an AP article on, when was the date on this? So you can look it up. Well, I printed it out on 4:30, so it's pretty current. Okay? It's on AP News. Written by Lauren Neergaard. Okay. Also, scientists stumbled onto newest disorder. I'm reading because it's important and I don't want to make any mistakes. Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia. And autopsies have found, by the way, if you have Alzheimer's, you will die. Alzheimer's is a terminal disease. It's not just a little craziness. It's a terminal disease. And there's not only one kind of dementia. Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia, and autopsies have found its telltale signs in the brain: sticky plaque from an abnormal buildup of amyloid protein and tangles of another protein named tau, T-A-U. Only recently have scientists developed special pricey scans that can measure that buildup in living brains. Then studies with those scans found about a third of the people with Alzheimer's symptoms lack amyloid buildup. Why? Ruling out Alzheimer's, said Schneider, senior author of Tuesday's paper. What else could cause their dementia? It turns out another protein named TDP43 also can run amok in the brain. Scientists knew it plays a role in completely different order, Lou Gehrig's disease, than they lay, which is ALS. ALS is another, could be another form of dementia, or has a component that could be dementia. It's a terminal disease. People usually die fairly quickly of it. They then linked TDP43 buildup to severe shrinking of the hippocampus, a brain region key for learning and memory. Nelson said about a quarter of people over age 85. Now listen to this. You know, I'm so tired of people saying my 85-year-old mother just can't remember her bread recipe anymore and therefore she's fine. Nelson said about a quarter of people over age 85. Stop and think about that number for a minute. Have enough abnormal TDP43 to affect their memory or thinking abilities. For now, it takes an autopsy to spot the symptoms seem like Alzheimer's until a specialist can peer inside the brain. So we have a new form of, not Alzheimer's, but mimics Alzheimer's. Has the same kind of thing, and you right now you can only discover it on a autopsy. But there it is, another kind of Alzheimer's. Let's talk about some other kinds of dementia. There's not just one. Strokes, sometimes called silent strokes, can trigger what's called vascular dementia. Hardening of the arteries can create vascular dementia. Congestive heart failure can cause vascular dementia. All of those things can cause another kind of dementia called vascular dementia. Lewy body dementia, named for clumps of still another abnormal protein, can cause Alzheimer's-like symptoms along with movement and other problems. It's called Lewy, L-E-W-Y, Lewy body dementia. Frontotemporal dementia often triggers changes in personality and tends to strike at a younger age than Alzheimer's, yet can still be misdiagnosed. Many older patients probably have mixed dementia. Several brain changes that combine to cause trouble, Dr. Walter Koroshetz, head of NIF's National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke. Chemobrain. Another form of dementia from people who take chemotherapy. There are other forms of dementia. Depending on what list you are on, you can see anywhere from 6 to 10. It's important you understand. Let me read one other thing in here. Current treatments for Alzheimer's and other dementias temporarily ease symptoms. There are other reasons precisely. There is no cure for Alzheimer's. I don't care what vitamin you take. I don't care what non-nutritive cereal varnish you use. I don't care what you take. There is nothing that will cure dementia. It simply relieves symptoms for a short period of time. Most of us are going to get some form of dementia. Half of people over age 85 have some form of dementia. Half. Half. Not a few, half. How many of you people in your family, your mom, dad, grammy, grampy, if you admitted it to yourself, have dementia? It's not going to end well. For crying out loud, what are you going to do about it? Well, Bob, we're just going to hope it goes away. We got your last newsletter about the two snakes, and we read the newsletter, but it was confusing because we don't have snakes in our house, so we didn't understand it. But it's just going to go away. Grandma's going to be okay, and Grandpa's going to take care of her, and it's going to be okay. Really? Is that really what you believe? Really? You believe it's just going to be okay? Well, you're dancing through a fool's paradise if that's true. I can't tell you how many people have sat in my office and said, well, you know, Grandma, what do you think about all this? And Grandma's going, hi, how's everybody today? because we don't want to. I had somebody in a nursing home, went to a hospital, went to a nursing home, has dementia. They're 602. By the way, the 602 is something they fill out in nursing homes. If you want to know what somebody in a nursing home has got, look at their 602. And now someone from back east wants to come and rescue them and take them out of the nursing home and take them home and take care of them. And my question to the family was, what happens when it all fails and this person has to go back? This person is in a nursing home because they have dementia, because they're ill. People aren't in nursing homes because of the food. Please, in whatever time I have left on this earth, I'm going to keep fighting the fight to get families to recognize that old age needs to be dealt with, frailty needs to be dealt with. And it doesn't get better. Somebody in my office yesterday said, well, came to your workshop, we really need to do this. Well, okay, we got to the end. And we said, well, Bob, you know, that we can only afford a Yugo. We can't afford a Cadillac. So we're just going to go home and hope it all works out. Maybe we'll see you in 6 months. Maybe you won't see me in 6 months. I've been trying to create urgency on this for 20 years. And as my time here on the radio and on this earth grows shorter, just because I'm getting older, I feel more anxious about getting the word out to people that frailty and old age are not impossible to deal with, but they're different to deal with than when we're 30. If you're dealing with a family member, maybe it's you, maybe it's somebody else, then why are you not in my office? The consultation is free. Why have you not signed up for my workshop on the 11th of May, 2 weeks away? You can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and you can sign up or you can call me at 800-999-8007. But what are you waiting for? Are you waiting for it to get better? Well, Bob, we're hoping the clock goes backward and we get a little Dorian Gray effect here. And the clock is frozen and turns back, and nobody's going to age. Nobody's going to get sick. Nobody's going to become mentally or emotionally impaired. It's not going to happen. We won't let it happen. If you believe that, then I have nothing to offer you. Well, Bobby, you're getting harsher in your old age. Yes, because time is running out. And when you listen to the second half of my show, when you find out what nursing homes are doing to people now, you'll understand why time is running out. Look what the VA did last year in basically taking away, instantaneously, taking away a benefit to millions of vets that would have helped them get long-term care. Just in one single stroke, for political purposes, and to meet the needs of nonprofits that sue people, they took away one of the most valuable benefits that the VA had, and they did it in one day. Just one day it was there, and the next day it was gone. Everybody's looking, every politician out there is looking for places to cut, and one of the places they can cut is health care for old people. If you don't believe me, read. Today's Wall Street Journal had an article on changing health care benefits for retirees. Get to my workshop, get in to see me, get your family in to see me, get off your butts, and decide that you're going to do something about the issues of aging, about the reality of dementia and frailty and falls. I had someone yesterday in my office that almost fell twice getting out of my office. And they were using a cane and they should have been using a walker. But the family doesn't want to, you know, that mom doesn't like a walker and she feels okay. 800-999-8007. Get into my office. Bring the family. Get to see me. Make a difference. Go to my website. By the way, big changes this week on the website. Subscription service coming up. Access to videos. Access to private members-only areas. All kinds of cool stuff on my website this week. Assetsandaging.com. Make sure you check back during the week. Make sure you get on my newsletter list by going to assetsandaging.com. Call me, get in to see me, get to a workshop. What I'm talking about is real. A new kind of mimicking Alzheimer's that nobody knew existed, related to ALS. Lou Gehrig's disease. Your choice. Not my choice. Your choice is a family. You can continue to ignore the snake in the room, which is aging. You can continue to believe that the snake in the room won't bite you, that it won't be so bad. But every single one of you knows the aging snake that bit a family and caused all kinds of havoc and damage and financial loss. It doesn't have to happen to you. 800-999-8007. Don't miss the second half of the show. It's going to be a beaut. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. We're going to take a little break. Station needs to make some money, give you the weather and the traffic and all that good stuff. We'll be back here on Assets and Aging and the 40 in the Future in just a few minutes. Don't go away. We'll see you in just a few minutes. Welcome back to Assets and Aging and 40 in the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Remember all the disclaimers. Go listen to them in the first half hour. Not an attorney, no practice law, California insurance license, legal documents, all the stuff we talked about in the first half hour. Let me give you my contact information. My phone number is 800 here in Sacramento, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. My website is assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. Where you can get lots of information and find out lots of stuff and sign up for websites, sign up for my new subscription service, access to videos, access to books, access to information, private newsletters, all kinds of stuff. If you're serious about the issues of aging, if it's not just an academic effort, a project for you, then you've come to the right place. Workshop on the 11th, limited to 12 people as always. That's how many people I have. Who can come? So 12 people. You can sign up online. You can call me and sign up, and I'll get you tickets. You have to have a ticket to get in. I want to talk about something, and I really want you to listen for the next few minutes, because this is a radical change, and it's going to impact seniors greatly. I have been in almost, I don't know how many nursing homes, hundreds. I can't tell you how many assisted living facilities I've been in. Hundreds. I can't tell you how many hospitals I've been in. Lots. I can't tell you how many people I've seen die. Lots. I can't tell you how many people I've seen with dementia so bad that they cut off fingers on a hand thinking they were cutting wood on a saw. No, I'm not making that up. I've seen dementia so bad that people laid on the floor dead for days while their partner who had dementia sat in a chair and didn't call 911 because they didn't know to call 911. And I can go on and on and on and on with other stuff. I can't tell you how many houses I've walked into where there's bodily fluids and other things in the house, in piles over in the corner, or in a chair because the person didn't know where the bathroom was. And the family didn't want to come around because it was kind of an ugly situation. I've seen dementia so bad that children have, and other family members, have robbed the person blind while they didn't know they were robbing them blind. While the person didn't know, the family knew. There's probably nothing you can think of that I haven't seen in 30 years. But what I'm seeing now is really new. In addition to the proliferation of hacks who are doing this, People who really don't understand have spent no time in it. It's just a way for them to make some quick money. That is becoming endemic. Is nursing home, the change in nursing homes. When I started doing this, for the most part, nursing homes were pretty good. There were exceptions. When I first started doing this, there were some nursing homes in Sacramento and in California that were pretty bad. And then the industry got better, began to clean itself up. The aging population started to grow. By the way, did you know 10,000 people a day turn 65 in the United States? Can you imagine what that means to our economy and to our culture? 10,000 people a day turn 65. That is a staggering, staggering number. It is for me. Maybe it's not for you, but it is for me. What does that mean to our culture? I don't know, but I know there's been a big change in nursing homes. There's a big change in medicine. Seniors are cash cows when it comes to medicine because of Medicare. This screaming for Medicare for all, you best be really careful if you're in the Medicare for all. You better understand Medicare first and how it operates before you start screaming, oh yeah, 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 Medicare for all. I'm not saying do it or don't do it. I'm just saying you better really understand how Medicare works. You better really understand. I know a huge medical practice in Sacramento that just stopped taking insurance. They're going to cash only. Not making it up, folks. I can't tell you how many doctors I talked to who are in 60s and 70s who are getting ready to hang it up because they can't deal with the paperwork and the confusion in the system anymore. We are losing the most experienced doctors we have, not because they're old and want to quit, because they're in a system that is corrupt. And it's corrupt from Medicare and Medi-Cal, not the workers, the programs, into the hospitals, into nursing homes, into assisted living, into the VA, everywhere. And the target are seniors. And if you don't believe you've been targeted by healthcare, you are just either not paying attention or something worse. So here's what's going on. I talked about observation versus admission. Now I want to talk about nursing homes. I have never taken on nursing homes before. I've always been a defender of nursing homes. But nursing homes are no longer the defender of the poor and frail. They are corporate cash cows. In the industry, the dirty little secret is there's something called heads in beds. And all corporate owners of nursing homes want is heads in beds. They don't care. It's just a numbers game. What used to be the best nursing homes in town are changing because corporations are taking them over. Most nursing homes when I started this were privately owned. There were a few chains, maybe own a couple. Somebody would own a couple of them. They were on site. They knew what was going on. Somebody in there cared about the patient. That day has stopped in the nursing home industry. My clients get threatened with evictions all the time. My clients get bullied by nursing homes. My clients get told outright lies by nursing homes about Medicare and Medi-Cal. And I had somebody the other day, I can't tell you, on more than one occasion, I don't know how many, but it's in the scores in the last couple of years. I've had somebody go from a hospital to a nursing home for rehab. The nursing home calls up the family and says, oh, your dad can walk, so your dad got to go home on Tuesday. And the family calls me and says, what do we do? And I give them the six legal reasons why somebody can be discharged from a nursing home. And then I say, did you go see all this? Every one of my clients now I've taught to take notes. Everyone, you have to take notes because you'll get lied to. Not by all nursing homes, but by most of them. And so the family will say, well, what do you mean? They said he could walk. Well, how far could he walk? I don't know. They said he could walk. Did you see him walk? Can he walk unassisted? The rules say he has to walk unassisted. I don't know. Well, get your butt down to the nursing home and say, I'd like the PTs there, the physical therapist there, and I want to see Dad walk. And without exception, when the family goes down, Dad can't walk. And I say, if he can't walk, then how's he going to get out of bed? If he can't walk, then how's he going to dress himself? If he can't walk, how's he going to go to the bathroom? If he can't walk, how's he going to take a shower? Well, they said he's met the criteria. What criteria? Do you know what the reasons are for discharge? Do you know about a court case called Jimmo? Nursing homes just ignore Jimmo. Go look up at a court case called Jimmo v. Sebelius. It changed the landscape for how rehab is done. Now, why are nursing homes doing money? Which would, if you went to a job tomorrow and they said, we'll pay you $200 a day, or $300 a day, and you said, wow, that's good. And you went to the next job, same job, and they said, we'll pay you $1,200 a day. Which one are you going to take? Well, if somebody goes from a hospital to a nursing home in the rehab bed, sometimes called a short-term care bed, by the way, there's no sign on the bed. The nursing home is going to get $1,200 a day. Now, if Dad's there 30 days, you do the math. That's $30,000 a month, $36,000 a month. Do the math. If you've got a bed with 50 rehab patients in it and you're getting paid $30,000 a month, you're doing okay. You're making $1.5 million a month off the rehab patients, not counting. Someday I'll get you the website, something called the Pivot List, and it'll blow you away because it's public record. Nursing home financial records are available because they take Medicare and Medi-Cal, and it's called a Pivot List. And somewhere I'll dig up the website for it. So when they tell you they're not making any money, and when nonprofits say, well, we represent nursing homes, and they're not making any money, they're just so poor. No. So now you're going to get kicked out, and the families are panicking, and we're going to kick you out. You can't stay. We don't have any long-term care beds. I had somebody in a nursing home the other day. They have a long-term care wing and the rehab wing. And as they were coming in the nursing home, they walked through the rehab wing and they said, long-term care wing. And they said, well, we don't have any beds. And they said, we just walked by 3 empty beds. And they said, well, there's a waiting list. And they called me up and they said, Bob, they said there was a waiting list. And I said, what do you mean waiting list? Your parent is already in the home. They're not waiting to get in. They're already in the nursing home. Yes, but they tell me they're in the wrong bed. They're in the wrong bed. They're in a bed. Well, but it's not a long-term care bed. Is that right? Go back and look at the bed. Look all around the bed. Look under the bed. Look on the room. Look on the door. Does anywhere this say, this is a rehab bed? And they said, no. Well, then what are you talking about? The dirty little secret is that nursing homes want to kick you out of there as fast as possible. Because once Medicare says, we're not paying anymore, they want you out of there so they can resell that bed to another rehab patient. Let me tell you something, folks. This is my opinion only. It's from my observations of 30 years. Pretty good observations. But the dirty little secret is one of the worst days in a nursing home life is if a hospital calls and says, we have a rehab patient for you, do you have a bed? No, we don't have a bed. They'll never get another phone call from that hospital. The other dirty little secret is hospitals contract with nursing homes, and I don't know what might go back and forth. Why would you contract if you're a hospital with a nursing home to receive your... I don't know. Go figure that out. And because of the observation versus admission rule... I'm not going into that. You can go find that. I spent a month last month talking about observation versus admission. Go listen to my radio shows or my newsletters. People really who should be in hospitals go to nursing homes, which have become the equivalent of hospitals, and they were never designed to be the equivalent of hospitals. Some nursing homes you walk in, you can't distinguish them from a hospital. They look like a hospital. The people in there look like they're in a hospital. What's most disturbing here is that nursing homes have stopped really being about care of the patient. The turnover rates are very high in staff. You know, by the way, did you know all that information is public? If you're looking at a nursing home, all you have to do is go say, they have to post all that stuff, by the way. Did you know nursing homes have to post any citations on the wall? It's public record. Did you know you can check that out? Did you know you can find out how many times they've been sued? Did you know you can find out who owns them and where they live? Probably back east somewhere in a corporate headquarters. How many times has the manager been changed in the last 2 years because they couldn't meet quotas? Not take care of patients, but couldn't meet quotas. How long has the staff been there? What is their staffing quota? How long have the physical therapists been there? And it's changing everywhere. I just watched some of the best nursing homes in town get changed in a moment not long ago when some people that worked for a large corporation that owns nursing homes, I'm not going to say who, came in and bought up the little chain here. And I'll tell you right now, in 2 weeks, it has already changed. The whole tenor of the place has changed. Where it used to be warm and friendly and inviting, people now are hunkered down because they're terrified of losing a job or doing something. Not because they took care of patients, but because they didn't generate enough revenue. Understand, from a nursing home standpoint, the rehab model is a better model. It's a lot more money. And if all you care about is money, then that's a much better model. But nursing homes used to be places where people could go as they were failing and be cared for and be warm and be whatever. And that is fast changing. And if you're not prepared for it, if you don't have documents that say the right thing, if you don't have a family that's unified, you are going to get bowled over. And what's happening now, and it's happening a lot, and here's the scenario. Grandma goes to the hospital. She's in the hospital for 3 or 4 days. She goes to the rehab center, the nursing home for rehab. They do a moderately good. By the way, I've seen really bad rehab in nursing homes. She gets moderately good rehab. And after 10 days, they say, well, Grandma's ready to go home. She's not progressing anymore. Grandma needs to go home, so take her home Tuesday. The family takes her home Tuesday. Grandma wasn't ready to go home, and what happens? Grandma gets sick or falls or has another stroke. She's back in the hospital, and we repeat the cycle. Only the second time, because of the trauma to Grandma's body, she dies. I have been seeing this change now for years. I talked to a really good friend of mine who, in fact, two elder law attorneys, one of them who's been in the, both of them been in the business in and around nursing homes for over 20 years. And both of them said the same thing. It's really bad for seniors. And nursing homes that used to be friendly and accommodating, the business people now, you got to differentiate between the business side and the care side. But the business side now has just become hard to deal with. It's just become hard to deal with. They're under such pressure to generate a profit, not to take care of patients. They've become warehouses for the most part, just like hospitals have. Hospitals have become warehouses. How many of you have noticed that your doctor has joined a clinic somewhere and is now part of one of the big systems, part of Mercy or Sutter or Hill Physicians or whatever it is, but they've all... you know, they used to have six cardiologists that had our practice. Well, they've now been absorbed by one of the big hospital chains. So who do you think their allegiance to? Is their patients or to the hospital chain that's writing them a check. Have you ever been in a hospital lately? Some of them are overcrowded. Some of them, never mind. I don't want to go there. Because I'll say things I shouldn't, and I'll name a name or something. I'm just telling you, if you're not on top of this, if you're not listening, if you didn't listen to the first half of the hour, and you didn't listen to the second half of the hour, or you listened to them and thought it was all bogus and it'll never happen to you, it's going to happen to you, and your family is just going to be bludgeoned. Because that's the way it operates now. Healthcare in America, we used to have the best healthcare system in the world. We probably still do. But because of a lot of changes in healthcare law over the last 8 or 9 years, we no longer do. It has now become a factory assembly line. You know, the engines are made over here, and then the body's made over here, and then this is done over here, and then it's assembled at the end and sent out. And nowhere along the line does anybody see the whole piece. And that is the patient, the old person, the person who's being taken care of, whose family is already struggling with grief and guilt and denial and delusion about what's going on here. If you don't become your own advocate, if you are not forewarned as a family, you will fall victim to a changing healthcare system. If you don't fight for your own advocacy, if you don't go to a doctor and say, I need copies of my records, did you send these records to my other doctor? You know, I'm very lucky. I have doctors that talk to each other, but part of the reason I have that is I've made sure I have doctors that do that. So when I go to an internist, my internist, he shares information with the surgeon that's doing the information on my knee, or he shares information with a cardiologist, or he shares message with information. So everybody's talking to everybody. When I have lab work done, my doctor sends copies of those labs to me so that I can look at them. He emails me those to me. And part of the reason is I request them, and part of the reason is he does it. Well, you're going to have to become your own advocate when it comes to long-term care. And if you're not prepared, you're going to become a victim. Well, Bob, aren't you overplaying this a little bit? Work a day in my shoes. Work 2 days in my shoes. Just listen to my phone calls. Just listen to the people that call me and what they're struggling with in hospitals and nursing homes, trying to get the care and the concern and the consideration instead of a nursing home saying, we're going to put your mom in a cab and send her home. You have to have your mom out of here this week. And they look at mom who can't get out of bed and going, what are we going to do with her? What do you want us to do? Well, it's not our problem. You can appeal to Medicare, but nobody ever wins Medicare appeals. So you can appeal to Medicare and she'll get an extra 2 days, but then she has to leave. Where does she go? There's nobody home. Well, that's not our problem. We don't care about that. We made our $1,200 a day. Let's move on down the road. I thought this day would never come. But nursing homes are changing, and if you're not prepared, you're going to get caught up in the hurricane. What's going on now in the transfer between from the time you leave the house in the ambulance to the time you either die or come home, you're entering a system that you will have no control over, and you better understand. Get in and see me today. If you didn't hear the first half of the show, you can go to my website and listen to it. It's archived. Assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. You can listen to it on the radio. You can get sign up for my newsletter there. You can listen to the archived radio shows and podcasts. My podcast this last Wednesday was on this issue called There's Snakes in the Room. And you ought to listen to it. You ought to read my newsletter. You should pay attention to what's going on, and mostly you should come in and see me. I've been doing this longer than anybody in Sacramento. probably almost anybody in California. You have a chance to use my services and use my expertise and use my wisdom now. Or you can just ignore it all and hope it doesn't happen. 800-999-8007. Call the number, get into my office, get in to see me. 800-999-8007. Or get to my workshop on May the 11th at 10:30. Right here in Sacramento. You go to my website and sign up, or you can call me and I'll sign you up. It's limited to 12 people. Only 12 people. It's limited to, I'll say it again, 12 people. I know it's the day before Mother's Day. Bring mom. You could save mom's life. Or dad's. It's an important subject, folks. We have new diseases, we have unsolvable, uncurable diseases called dementia. We have a declining healthcare system that's geared against helping old people because they cost so much money. We have a nursing home industry that's changing. We have an assisted living, industry that's changing. And you better know who to call and what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. 800-999-8007. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you found it important. Share it with somebody else. Again, they can go to my website and listen to the shows, assetsandaging.com. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or go to Assets and Aging, ASSETSANDAGING, assetsandaging.com. Until next week or the workshop or whatever I see in my office, this is Bob Scrivano for Assets and Aging. I hope you found this helpful. Join us next week or on my next podcast next Wednesday. Have a great day.